The story of Sunitha Krishnan will change your perspective. Perspective. Is that really your biggest problem? Sunitha has a diminutive stature. She is 4.5 feet tall. She has a congenital cleft foot that causes her to limp. Sunitha Krishnan has done a lot to fight human trafficking. I first heard Sunitha's story when I read Half the Sky. If you haven't read Nicholas D. Kristof and Cheryl Wu Dunn, Half the Sky, Turning Oppression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide, you should. Sunitha Krishnan is one of the women leading a movement against sex traffickers in our world today. Here's her background and how she became involved in fighting to stop the misery that exists. When Sunitha was a middle-class child in kindergarten, she took a slate and went to teach a group of poor children what she had learned in school that day. She was so moved by that experience that she decided to become a social worker. She studied social work in college and graduate school in India. One day, she was with a group of fellow students trying to organize poor people in a village, and a gang of men resented the interference. The gang of men opposed to her efforts raped her. Sunitha did not go to the police. She found herself blamed and her family stigmatized. The way society treated Sunitha affected her. She said that nobody questioned why those guys did that to her. Rather, they questioned why she went there. Sunitha said that she realized that what happened to her, for many people, is a daily thing. That was when she decided to switch her career focus from literacy to sex trafficking. She traveled around India, talking to as many prostitutes as possible, trying to understand the world of commercial sex. The biggest difference from 19th century slavery and human trafficking today is that many individuals die of AIDS by their late 20s. The total number of modern slaves is difficult to estimate. A UN agency, the International Labor Organization, estimates that there are 12.3 million people engaged in forced labor of all kinds. A UN report estimated that 1 million children in Asia alone are held in conditions indistinguishable from slavery. The Lancet, a British medical journal, calculated that 1 million children are forced into position every year, and the total number of prostituted children could be as high as 10 million. Dr. Sunitha Krishnan is a rare breed of individual who has committed her life as a full-time volunteer in Prajwala, India. A mental health professional, she has done extensive research and is essentially a field practitioner. She has been instrumental in rescuing hundreds of children from severely abusive conditions and restoring childhood to them. Dr. Sunitha Krishnan is making it possible for India's government and citizen organizations to manage jointly a range of protective and rehabilitative services for children who have been trafficked for commercial sexual exploitation. For her efforts in the anti-trafficking, she has been awarded Stree Shakti Puraskar National Award, Perdita Houston Human Rights Award, and the World of Children Award. As humans, we are all connected. We need to begin to see our place in the world within the larger context. Sunitha Krishnan's story is moving because she has worked to help children who are in abusive conditions. In Moral Imagination, Mark Johnson defines moral imagination as an ability to imaginatively discern various possibilities for acting in a given situation and to envision the potential help and harm that are likely to result from a given action. Moral imagination is when you put yourself in another person's shoes. In several of her TED Talks, Jacqueline Novogratz speaks about moral imagination. Moral imagination is when we can see past ourselves and our plans and our aspirations and not just live for our own feelings and our own ideals, but for others around us and before us and way into the future. We are often so short-sighted. As Novogratz annotates, part of moral imagination is to think about others and future generations, and this may be the most difficult challenge humans face. The best exercise to strengthen one's moral imagination is to read, listen to, and to hear stories about others, and from the stories for us to acquire a genuine desire to become involved in the world. How can we understand people across the world? How can we relate to people from cultures that are different from our own culture? How do we know if we are authentically helping someone? Gandhi urges us, whenever you are in doubt or when the self becomes too much with you, apply the following test. Recall the face of the poorest and the weakest person whom you have seen, and ask yourself if the next step you contemplate is going to be of any use to that person. I love this concept of moral imagination because it challenges us to see the world the way that someone else does. Sunitha Krishnan saw that sex trafficking was a big problem, and then she decided to fight it. Is your biggest worry as big as being owned by someone else? What is bothering you? How can you put your biggest worries into perspective? What could give you perspective? Who has it worse than you? Whose shoes could you try to walk in and see the world through their eyes?